views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, this is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Hey, we have a very special show for you today. Stay tuned for this whole hour. We are going to explore so much in health and wellness, and as you know, our interconnected lives and what that really means. Every Tuesday here on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and like we always say, all things working in the world. So speaking of what's working, imagine a high vibrational sanctuary of harmony and deep emergence where healing comes from the exploration of deep within oneself. Imagine bringing order into your entire life by finding meaning and balance. And wellness becomes the natural outcome of this meaning and balance. Imagine evolving the mind, body, spirit, holistic paradigm to literally be an integration, beginning with spirit and energy as the foundation for the whole system. And imagine all of this emerging from a beautiful, poetic landscape that is part of a living laboratory for building a global co-creative culture. This is a true story, folks. I'm so excited to tell you so much more about what's working in the wellness up at Hummingbird Ranch. And I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment as I introduce to you Makasha Roski. As co-founder of Hummingbird Community, Makasha serves as guardian of the dream, a social architect, meta designer, executive steward, and part of the economic development team at Hummingbird. Holding a vision for over 35 years of landing a soul-based community, he is committed to modeling the principles of co-creation in all areas of life, leading to the creation of a regenerative planetary culture. I love that. Through entrepreneurial ventures and nonprofit organizations, Makasha has been instrumental in shifting consciousness in the areas of social investing, conscious commerce, health and nutrition, gentle birthing, education for the whole child, conscious media, renewable energy, and sustainable agriculture. In 1972, he co-founded World Family and has been a principal focalizer for international festivals and link-ups for world peace through the past four decades. Makasha is a father of eight children, grandfather of 21, and great-grandfather of five, and he literally lives in service to the next seven generations and the awakening of our humanity. And folks, just being in his presence is so healing. So I'm so happy to welcome Makasha Roski. Welcome, Makasha.
Oh, thank you, Julie. This is such a blessed opportunity to be here with you in what I call the holy moment of the now, and resting in holy communion together, because that's what the life force is communion with all life, and that gives us the essence of our own knowing that we're part of the greater whole, and bringing that home to really recognize it in a way that really supports the evolution of consciousness and the upliftment of our humanity in a way that is so essential now during these times of so much strife.
Mm. Well, you know, that just right off the bat, I always like to ask one particular question, but you're talking about that strife and what's going on in the planet. And one of the things that I know you've said is that the breakdowns lead to breakthroughs, to a heart-centered humanity. And you have been a part of so many different realms. In your bio that I read, wow, from conscious commerce to health and nutrition to birthing and to sustainable agriculture, you have done so much. And everything that you do and represent, even this co-creative culture and the regenerative planetary culture that you're so deeply committed to, everything you do really comes from this foundation of unity and all things connected. So do you want to just start there and share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Well, you know, many years ago, I would say over 40 years ago, I had the experience that in what you'd call a shamanistic journey, where I woke up realizing that we live in an illusion of separation from spirit and from each other. And it was like I realized that I was insane. I mean that in a kind of a humorous way, because I realized that if we live in the illusion of separation, we're not connected, you know, even though it's an illusion. So, you know, the elements of my path and our family's path has been from a wake up to turn around with that grace and serve and let that service come from a spirit-driven understanding of what the needs are, not only for our families, but also for our humanity and for our Earth. And so that led me into human unity and diversity and putting on festivals back in the early 70s focused on human unity and diversity. So we were bringing together teachers from all over the world, like what you're doing on your radio show. It's holographic. We were doing it internationally. We did a John Lennon tribute, Give Peace a Chance, and Imagine stating the event in Boulder in 1981. And involved in Live Aid and, you know, these international festivals that just wake us up and connect us. Because my passion has been, how do we connect together? How do we connect all that is in that illusion of separation?
I love that, wake up and connect. You know, we have 3 minutes before our first break, so I'd really like to introduce the topic of unity and connectedness with the health and the wellness, because you talk about the illusion of separation really leads to this insane kind of being in the world. And so this insanity and this dis-ease comes from that illusion of separation. So talk a little bit about this connection and unity and what that has to do with health.
Well, when you look at it from, you know, the evolutionary point of view and through evolutionary eyes, we see that there's been a dominator culture that is more specifically oriented to the patriarchal system. And when I found out that really, you know, the Gregorian calendar was created out of sync with the true ovulation of the natural ovulation of the planets, as well as the ovulation of the feminine. And so I really got into really looking at the cosmologies of the Mayan and the Mayan's interpretation of this, what they call the Mayan calendar. And where we're shifting out of that illusion of separation, what's happening is that we're starting to move from what Jose Arguelles, a Mayan scholar, said, we're moving from the 1260 frequency, which is time is money, to a 1228 frequency, 12 months, 28 days, which time is art. So as these internal processes are going on with each one of us that are listening in and on the planet, we're trying to find that balance of the yin and the yang so that we can actually be in connection not only with each other in co-creation, but also vertically connected to spirit, you know, and all the great teachings is, you know, always seek ye first the kingdom, and all these things shall be given unto you. And to create a synthesis community that is in a metamorphic process is really a consciousness that we hold in order to see what is emerging that wants to come together at this time in our evolution as a humanity and our evolution as a planet. So it's a deep inquiry, but it's a deep also alchemical process internally from inside out. And so we relate that to everything that we do in terms of you know, our community or our healing comes from spirit rather than from the physical, which is the illusion that we hold, that's who we are. But when we start to wake up, we realize that, no, we're spirit beings, as said, on a human journey. And bringing those two together to honor the human journey and our passion, our families and our emotions and all that, and at the same time be able to really hold the reality that we are incarnating into bodies and this is our lifetime, and let's come together now. It's kind of a really a clarion call for it's time to come together on the planet and really be able to work together, co-create together, and create and birth a new world.
Oh, yes. You know, I love how you're turning that paradigm inside out. And we're going to talk a lot more about that, folks. We need to take a quick break. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. We're talking with Makasha Roski, and we'll be right back.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call. Want to experience a deeper spiritual connection, reduce stress, and overcome anxiety? You can take control of your life now with the power of meditation. Let Jennifer Farmer, gifted intuitive medium and spiritual teacher, show you how easy it is to develop your natural intuitive gifts, manage chronic pain, and live abundantly with a consistent meditation practice. Sign up now for Jennifer's newsletter at jenniferfarmer.com to receive a free healing meditation and watch her free instructional videos at jenniferfarmer.com.
Tap into your I Am energy to discover who you truly are and who you always have been. Dawn Smith offers a simple yet profound and life-changing way to discover your I Am energy that is hidden beneath the toxicity caused by choices we made consciously or unconsciously prior to today. This internal perfection is not an idea, a theory, or some vague notion or concept. On the contrary, it is beyond the grasp of the brain and its intellectual interpretations, as it lies deep within the language of our hearts. Visit iamenergy.ca.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in to the hit show, Get Into It, Winning at the Game of Life with intuitive energy healer and medium Lynn Brown on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to bring the magic of soul into every aspect of your life. Learn how to use spirit tools and experience the immediate connection with yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual abilities as you are guided on the pathway to success and joy. Visit ruintuit.com. That's the letter R, the letter U, intuit.com. And get into it now.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Hey, everyone. We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. This is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Makasha Roski. We've been talking about health and wellness and all things global here. But before we continue, we were at a really good point. Before we continue, Makasha, I want to make sure that our listeners know how to find you. Can you give us your website?
Sure. It's it's Hummingbird Wellnest, NEST.com.
Okay, hummingbirdwellnest.com. And on that site, folks, tells all about the programs and services and the beautiful space. And we're going to talk a lot more about that as the show moves on here. So where we were right before break that I think is fascinating, Makasha, is how you really teach that it's, you know, the old paradigm of mind, body, spirit usually starts with an emphasis on the body. And they start there with the assessment and where you come from and your whole systems thinking and the co-creative place that you've been is that you really start from the perspective of the whole with spirit and energy as the foundation. So why does that matter?
Well, I think that, Julie, it's a good question because what we're brought into in a more allopathic world is that we're a mechanistic being, and really we're a holistic spirit being. But you know, when I started really looking at how do we heal, how this split in our psyche, how do we really heal? And I've worked with so many people over so many years on, you know, nutrient therapy from orthomolecular understanding, how to get nutrients beyond the blood-brain barrier and the gut, and be working with them, and then there would be all their life and their emotional component that was also trying to look at that, as well as, you know, what's going on in all their relationships that's leading to that. And my wife and I, we were macrobiotics way back in the 70s, and we were working with cancer patients, and we'd go through the whole process, and when they went back home, they would revert right back to their cancer because the family matrix was actually holding the pattern for the dysfunctionality that led to the cancer itself. So we started looking at how do you really build a model that actually can look at the subtle levels all the way down so that it's a whole systems approach, not just looking at one element of the emotional body or the mind or so on. And, you know, with quantum understanding of physics, we're working with a technology that goes beyond Carillion photography that comes out of Russia. Very exciting, because you can actually, with the process of taking your fingerprints, you can do a whole reading and a scanning of the subtle bodies. In other words, the spiritual body comes before even the meridian center bodies. They can take a picture of a seed and they can see the what that's going to grow into. They can see the subtle body. So the subtle comes before the physiology, which is a whole shift in paradigm. Can you imagine if we were brought up in schools where we could actually know that we are not just a body, but we're a body evolving in time and space? And we're spirit beings. So that led me into deep, deep research in terms of light therapy, quantum energy medicine, to water therapies. We're working with technologies that shift the molecular structure of water that brings the coherent pattern of the natural language with using sound with water. So we're really wanting to go into deep emergence, you know, with that. I mean, it takes in all the other levels of the physiology, whether it's detox or acupuncture or massage or that. But let's create a whole systems approach to the person. How many times have we gone to, you know, just one physical therapist or whatever, but nothing gets healed? You keep going back and back. So we really take a whole systems approach to that in my own life. I'm 76, and I'm a madman. I mean, in the sense that I am so vital at 76. I'm skiing next to my kids that are snowboarding 100 miles an hour, but it's because of the awareness that is so important. Our thoughts are so important. To think really positive about our lives and take responsibility. So I really, we said we want to work with people that were ready to go in that deep emergence to be able to get beyond it so that we can really move into total health and wellness.
Mm. You know, I really appreciate this discussion. You know, I am a healer, and after 30 years of practice, whether it be a traditional route or energy medicine or people going very alternative, what I've noticed that I think is so important in what we're discussing right here is it doesn't matter what kind of treatment you get. If people go back to the illusion of separation and really seeing themselves as separate, they continue to bring that fear and that anxiety and that dis-ease and that discordance back into the physical body, the physical form. And they're not even doing it consciously. But what I'm noticing is when people really get this awakening, like we were talking about, that quickening and inspiring people to awaken and evolve and heal, when they understand they're part of something, and like that Krillian photography, Makasha, when they get that the field is there for them, supporting them, and they can grow into the field, people have lasting effects, lasting healings. Are you noticing the same thing?
Well, I'm really noticing it big time because, you know, we're working with subtle levels like in the subconscious, working, you know, with like Bruce Lipton and the process we're using called Psyche. You can in the conscious mind, you can have all the positive affirmations and everything, but if you're unconscious and aligned with your conscious, you know, it doesn't make any difference. You can wish for the greatest cars or the greatest health, but if you're not willing to go deeply internal, you know, and make that commitment for really healing, you know, the separation, the split in the psyche, as well as, you know, being able to feel, you know, that the depth of the inner work that we do as a humanity is a reflection of the outer work. So it's holographic. If we heal ourselves, we heal the earth. We heal the earth, we heal ourselves, because there's no separation. So when you approach it from that way and do assessment, like we do a wellness assessment asking 12 basic questions, and it's about lifestyle, diet, it's about all of that. And then we do a whole program that actually builds a scheduling process for that individual with different practitioners in the different fields of where the bodies are out of alignment in relationship to their health and their integration of health.
Mm. So you're talking about all of those subtle energy bodies. You're not just talking about the physical form, and you're looking at alignment.
Right.
And coherence.
And coherence. So it's important because the tendency is to give power away to the healer, and really everybody's their own healer. But we think, well, let's go fix it, you know, and then you know, somebody else has got to do it. So it's actually a real conscious evolutionary process to really take responsibility for your life. And that's everything from thoughts to eating, what we take into our bodies, the friends that we eat. I always go, where are we going to dinner? Who are we going to be with tonight? And who are we going to eat? You know, it's like we eat each other's consciousness. So who's around us that supports us? And they're moving, you know, in a way that really empowers each other, you know, to really evolve consciously, because we have that opportunity, and it's an opportunity that I think we're choosing. I see it all around the world where people are really awakening and really reaching deeply inside of themselves and moving the energy. It's like, you know, you look out in the world, it's a suffering planet, you know, and how do we hold our hearts open? Another way of healing, you know, is holding our hearts open to all the disparity and not die in that, but open to ourselves for healing and healing our projections and our thoughts. So it takes a lot, and it takes a deep commitment, and that's what we're really supporting here at WellNest and Hummingbird, our community, is for people to go through that deep metamorphosis process and support them and then give them support when they go back home so that they actually can maintain the essence of their conscious evolution, because it's every body, part of the body is in the body that are looking for integration and joy and health and goodness and kindness and those places for ourselves. In other words, the loving of self. When I was on my 70th birthday, I had a big party. They had a big party for me up in Boulder, and everybody went around and did acknowledgement of how great I am and all that. And I finally said to everybody, I know you all love me, but my doorway right now that I'm working on is to love myself, to love my humanity. And it was real for me. I mean, it was like, that's a doorway. And so, I'm deeply working on that myself, to heal all those parts of myself that I keep in the shadow, or, keep separate, that I judge or don't integrate in my being. But I want to evolve, and I want to grow, and I want to be able to give my gifts back into the world.
Oh, and that you do. You do that in so many ways. And I am going to talk about more of those ways, and we're going to get really specific in what you can experience at WellNest, at the Hummingbird WellNest. So look up hummingbirdwellnest.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we return, so much more on why this even matters. Stay tuned.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What if there's nothing wrong with you? What if you're far greater than you've ever given yourself credit for? What if it's time to know the gift and the contribution you are to the world, and to like yourself a lot more? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything changed for me. Asking questions opens doors to infinite possibilities. And it's not about finding the answer. It's about being the question, always. What I'm inviting you to step into is something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Gandhi, Picasso, and Aristotle all knew to be true. What if no question is too big or too small? What if anything is possible for you? What if together we could create a kinder, gentler, happier world? Is now the time? Go to beingyouclass.com and sign up for a free video series, My Gift to You. Beingyouclass.com. What if you, truly being you, are the gift and change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
You pay what we pay at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen during the month of June. If you don't believe us, we'll show you the cost, and we'll make the first 2 months payments. No haggles or hassles. Your choice of a Ford Focus, Mazda 6, Hyundai Elantra, or Volkswagen Passat for $179 per month with zero money down, $0 a month for the first 2 months, and 0% financing. We are never undersold, or we give you $2,000. Why shop anywhere else when you can get the best brand names at one location? Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, Volkswagen. Over 600 vehicles and hundreds of pre-owned vehicles. Open 7 days a week. Central makes it so easy to buy a car. You pay what we pay. And remember, Central Auto Group will always make the first 2 months payment. Central Auto Group, CT.com, exit 87, I-395, Plainfield, 860-564-4014. See dealer for details.
Your number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
Mostly cloudy overnight tonight, 57 for the low, with a slight chance of a passing shower or thunderstorm tomorrow. A passing shower or thunderstorm possible, cloudy, Tomorrow's high 69. From the WBOQ Weather Center, I'm Rick Edwards.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, THYNE.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Change makers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
We're back on the Dr. Julie Show. I am Dr. Julie Kroll, and I have Makasha Roski here with us. We're talking about the well nest at Hummingbird. And Makasha, right before the break, you were really talking about the integration and synthesis of all of this understanding and all of these energy bodies and what have you. And I know that just the synthesis and integration of who you are as a person and living this out on purpose at Hummingbird is a huge part of how this all evolved and why we are even talking about the Hummingbird Well Nest. And I love the name, by the way, the Hummingbird Well Nest, as in nesting, listeners. So tell us a little bit about the evolution of how you got to Hummingbird. It's a beautiful, amazing ranch in the mountains of New Mexico. It's absolutely stunning, like I said in the intro, poetic. And so tell us a little bit about Hummingbird and then how we got to this Hummingbird Well Nest. And then I really want to share with our listeners what they can receive and be a part of if they choose to do that with some of the services and programs and practitioners you have there.
Well, yeah, my wife and I, we've had a vision of community that where we say it's been in our DNA since we came together 42 years ago. And so, you know, through that, we recognized that the only way it could happen is for us to be aligned, you know, with Spirit in a way that Spirit wanted it to happen in relationship to, we only wanted to do that we could surrender into, that was wanting to happen, not trying to make something happen out of an illusion of separation from Spirit, but to really align to our soul purpose. And so we've also been very involved in Waldorf School. We were co-founders of the Waldorf School in Boulder, Colorado. So we're really, with 8 children and 21 grandchildren, you said 5 great-grand. I'm up to 14 great-grand now.
Oh, my gosh.
And so we came together in here, and by virtue of the evolutionary process of our community as a emergent, and we'd say a being, just like a child, every 7 years, you know, you have a cycle in the Steiner model that brings, you know, the next phase of what's evolving in the body, if you look at it from the body point of view. And so with that, it's very organic over the last 18, 19 years, because we're always looking for what's emerging and what we can co-create. That is our service. We're the kind of the image of two or more gathered, you know, within the land, as well as stewardship and what that means to steward a whole system. So the evolution, you know, is we have organic, we have biodynamic farm, we got the permaculture farm, French intensive, greenhouses. So we're working with not only the element of our physical body, but the growing of our food, all that is also from the farm to the table of wellness. So when this organ system came in, we've had it in the vision since we started that we'd have a healing center because it would support also the elderly, like myself here, to have our own in-house healing center to support us as we go from aging to saging. And so that's how that developed. And then there's so much synchronicity around it. When something wants to happen, the energies seem to coalesce and it grounds it because its sole purpose is what we call soul-based commitment to one's soul's evolution. When you find that path of your right relationship for why you're here on the earth, and that's how that developed. Is wellness came out of that, and we had some beautiful people come in that are healers and had a healing center in Golden and Colorado, and their life passion and vision was to have a healing retreat center, and now that's all has come to fruition. And now we're putting packages together to really support the larger holistic paradigm of healing for deep emergence.
So let's talk about some of those packages. And you don't need to talk specifically, but you have a really beautiful list of practitioners and kinds of therapy and healing modalities here. Do you want to talk a little bit about some of them?
Sure. You know, Michelle, who's our coordinator and organizer and host at Wellnest, she is does reflexology and Reiki, aromatherapy. She does crystal healing. We have Nicholas, who's a cranial sacral, another beautiful lady, Margo, who works does lymph work. And we have, of course, massage therapists, we have life counselors, we have a homeopathic doctor in our community. We even have a dorthodontist, a foot doctor in our community, who's one of the co-founders of Hummingbird. And then when we build a package, then we draw upon other support, you know, within our network to support ones ongoing if we don't have it in-house. So those are a few of that. We do educational programs. We have nutritional programs. We're also developing curriculum for preparing couples for conscious conception and in utero communication, and what that all means prior to the actual conception, and what that means in terms of stewardship of the soul that's coming in. So we're working with that. We have From Aging to Saging program with elders. As we're elderly, we can support each other in preparation for the next cycle of birth out of body into the subtle world, into the spirit world. So we call it a whole life curriculum. It's not just a healing center or a center, but we're working with economics, we're working with governance, and it's all co-creative. So it's an empowered field where there's no guru or there's no somebody that is disempowered in the process. It's totally focused in a membrane of human unity and diversity. But that's a little bit of the history of that with some of the practitioners we have. And we always know that synchronicity, or somebody feels a resonance or call to be here, we trust that. We trust that people will be guided from their own internal guidance, because what we're creating is the attractor state. So it's not trying to sell something. It's offering a gift to those that are called. And we really love to work with Healing the Healers program. We just had about 25 practitioners here, and we went through 3 days, actually almost 4 days, of everybody serving everybody else. And we never thought about the healer program, but that's what we were doing, because we were, you know, bringing a healing model to the world. And then everybody says, wow, let's do this every you know, during the turn of the seasons, the equinoxes and the solstices, because we celebrate those all the time. We celebrate the turns of the cycles. So anyway, that's one of the programs that we're developing. We have open house for people to come and experience hummingbird and wellness, and so we have we have all kinds of programs here in the community other than the healing component of it. But we do a lot of youth work. We do a lot of youth leadership work and rites of passage. And so just giving a little bit more, people can go on to hummingbirdcommunity.org and see all of our other programs that we're doing besides just the Healing Center. Healing Center is one part of it. You come here, as Julie said, and the land itself, you know, nature will heal you if you surrender into nature to heal you. I mean, it's so profound because we're in the Sangre de Cristo Mountains, which means the blood of Christ. We're in the Pecos Wilderness, and it's just a magnificent healing center without even having a practitioner. So to speak.
That is so true. That is so true. And I know you're excited about some of your new technology that's there. And I think that it's really unique. It's being used in Europe and Russia and India. So let's talk about that after we come back from break. We're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. And we have our special, very special guest, Makasha Roski, here with the Hummingbird Well Nest. Stay tuned and hear more.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to lightbearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Hi, this is Greg Braden. The best minds of our time tell us that our world is changing in ways that we've never seen. It's happening on a scale that we're not used to, and for most of us, it's all faster than we've been prepared to accept. In my new book, The Turning Point, Creating Resilience in a Time of Extremes, I invite you to join me as together we discover the roots of the change that's transforming our lives. There is a time when every crisis can become transformation. That time is called The Turning Point. In our world, that time is right now.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
We're back, and you're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Makasha Roski of Hummingbird Wellness. And again, there's so much to talk about here. It's hard to squeeze it into an hour. But before we go back to Makasha, I want to remind you, you can visit our website for upcoming shows and all of the archives at thedrjulieshow.com and stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie, where we continue the conversation. Next week, we have Makasha's wife, Catherine, joining us. We're going to talk a lot more about co-creation and have a few surprises there. So do tune in. And I want to remind you, listeners, you can find out so much more about Makasha and Hummingbird. You can go to hummingbirdcommunity.org or go to the hummingbirdwellness.com. And I want to mention, Makasha, before you were talking about the synthesis, but the whole process that's of really honoring the spirit and energy as the foundation and really looking at our consciousness and really making that shift in consciousness as the, kind of the center of this heart-based healing modality and wellness curriculum, this whole life curriculum. But it does start with this comprehensive assessment that's really about the synthesis of everything going on, and then it's prescribed into all of these beautiful offerings that you have, and then again we take it back out into the world. So speak to us, the training that's coming up June 13th is for practitioners or anyone that really wants to learn about this new technology, GDV, that's this assessment tool, this new amazing machine. They're using it in Europe, Russia, and India in actual hospitals. Tell us a little bit about that before we close.
Okay, well, briefly, the way I came into the GDV was through a friend that connected me with Krishna, who was grew up in India, Ayurvedic family and doctor. And I had got diagnosed with cancer back, lymph cancer back in 19. Well, I was 72, so it was about 4 years ago, and I didn't. They wanted to operate on it, and I said no. I didn't want to go chemotherapy or anything. I want to go. You know, I knew I could do it, or I had the resources of people that could really create chemo from the inside out. So I knew nutrient therapy. I knew a lot of work in the with different technologies, light technology, sound, you know, all of that. And then I came to connect with Krishna and. He took me through this process with the GDV, where they take its imprint of your energy from your fingers, and it actually it then reveals from the subtle bodies your energy field that is around you, all the way to whether your chakras are aligned, all the way to the sympathetic, parasympathetic, so that you can get right down to, and they don't want to use diagnostic, but an evaluation of what's really going on. So I went through that process with him a couple times and then designed a program for my healing, which was Ayurvedic medicine. So I was able to... he showed me, he says, you have to do Qigong or you have to do something that is body-centered because you're so much in the outer world that your feet are hardly touching the ground. So I had to come back in and doing some Qigong and to really get anchored onto the earth. And my cancer is gone. I must say it feels like it was a total miracle, but it was also an awareness that I took responsibility for it myself. I looked at all those different levels of my emotion to my thought patterns to everything to see why I had created this for myself. Not to judge myself, but knowing that it had to be there as a gift. So I look at everything, every illness as a gift that gives us an indication that we're out of balance.
And that balance, we talked about that in the intro of really creating the natural order that comes out of finding meaning and balance in our lives. And so here you are with this assessment that's really comprehensive that shows us those subtle imbalances. And I love this story about being anchored on the earth, because so much of our spiritual work that I see on the planet right now, people get so excited about this awakening and the spiritual work and what have you, and feel as if we're going to leave something and, you know, like walk through a door and something's going to magically be different. But it's really this integration and synthesis of all of that consciousness right here in physical form. It's all of those subtle bodies.
Right. And it's so beautiful, because this DDV, he just got back from India, where they do, in the scientific research, they use this in being able to look at the patterns of water to plants, to they do pujas, what they call fire ceremonies in India, and they're able to monitor the field. We had a session here with about 15 people with the GDV, and we took a picture, impression of one of the women that was here, and it showed where she was. It was a before and an after, and it was so astounding. We put her in the middle of our circle, and then we all intently prayed for her, and then did another GDV analysis, and you could see her energy body expanded, her chakras came back into alignment. I mean, it kind of really blew everybody away to have that kind of, just by intent, by prayer, by, you know, it just revealed it. So this is a kind of technology, and it used to be about $14,000, and in Russia they worked with it because they knew the importance of getting it out around the world. So they've really created upgraded, but a very simple way that you could use this in your homes to analyze your family, to be able to read where you're at in terms of whether you're in alignment, out of alignment. It has such revealing nuances with it. And so we're doing trainings here for practitioners to use it in their therapies, to be able to help them do assessments of their patients. And so we are having trainings here, three trainings here at Hummingbird this year. The next one is on the 13th and 15th. So people are, you know, that feel, you know, they want to make that connection, and they do some research on it, and they feel guided. We're open to a few more people for this.
Great.
First.
Great. Well, it's an amazing resource for you, and it's exciting to see what can emerge. Just like you said, when the field wants something to be born, all the energy is there to support it. So we just have another brief minute or two here, Mikasha, and I would love to hear, if you would share with our listeners, what would be your personal prescription for health, if you could share it with the listeners today?
Well, thank you for that, Julie. I would say that all healing comes from the inside out. And I would say that to walk in nature, to feel your connection with the mother, and to keep opening and loving. I feel that when the heart opens, healing happens. And to walk in your truth and be really, you know, co-creators of your reality in that sense of your own health and wellness. And, I mean, I know for our family, our friends, this deeper work that we're doing, and especially community, two or more gathered. I mean, we emphasize come together with others, join in heart and soul, and support each other. This is a time that we need just incredible compassion and kindness and goodness and respect, you know, and see if we can open our hearts as much as we can to love ourselves and to love others.
Mm. Beautiful closing words for a beautiful show with a beautiful guest. Thank you so much, Mikasha. I'm so happy to have you here. We've had Mikasha Roski with Hummingbird Well Nest with us today. And thank you so much. I so appreciate your time and sharing your essence with us here today.
Well, thank you, Dr. Julie. I look forward. I hope to see you down here at Hummingbird dancing on this pinpoint of communion with this part of the world.
Oh, I can't wait. I'll be back. So, guests, listeners, I just want to remind you, make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected, with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guests and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Are physical pain and illness controlling your life? Are you ready to release what no longer serves you, but just cannot get there on your own? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy's love-based healing energy has had amazing, even miraculous effects on her in-person and long-distance clients. Visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us to book your private intuitive healing session with Christy.
Do you want to enjoy your salad dressing without the guilt of calories, processed ingredients, salt, and carbohydrates? Galios miso dressings are created in a certified organic plant with all natural organic ingredients. Choose from 6 delicious flavors. Order your dressings online now and get free shipping. Mention Dr. Pat and you will get an additional 10% discount. Visit www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOS cafe.com.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.